Rise up, Lilith, rise up, away from God, away from man. Rise up, Lilith, rise up, you took your freedom, you took your stand. You said, I bow to no man, I will lie beneath no man. I refuse to take his orders, you spread your wings and flew away. You said, damn the men, damn their God, to their hell of smoke and flame. Rise up, Lilith, rise up, you're needed once again. Rise up, Lilith, rise up, away from God, away from man. Rise up, Lilith, rise up, you took your freedom, you took your stand. You refused his subjugation, for this sin you sure were damned. Truth is, you were never wrong, but we all understand. Now resistance to the patriarch is strong and on the rise. I see the women all around me, and I see you in their eyes. Rise up, Lilith, rise up, away from God, away from man. Rise up, Lilith, rise up, you took your freedom, you took your stand. Rise up, Lilith, rise up, away from God, away from man. Rise up, Lilith, rise up, you took your freedom, you took your stand. Rise up, women, rise up, take your freedom, take your stand. Rise up, women, rise up, take your freedom, take your stand. Rise up, women, rise up, take your freedom, take your stand.
Welcome to the IPMA's Who Am I interviews here on the IPMA website. I'm Alfred Woolhawk, and tonight we're talking to Lou Guru. Welcome, Louis. Thank you so much for spending these short minutes with us here on the IPMA Who Am I interviews. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm just tickled to death to be here.
Well, that is awesome. Well, thank you kindly. So, we always like to start off a little bit, and tell us a little bit about how you got into music.
Well, it's too long a story, but basically I started playing music when I was 14 years old and was playing in bars that same year, playing honky-tonk music and honky-tonks, and it just went on from there. I took a short break for a few years and started back a couple of years ago. Because I'm a witch, and I started playing pagan music, and so here I am.
Well, that's awesome. And, of course, people can look at your webpage right on the IPMA site and see a bit more of that information right there on that site. So what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
There are two things, Alfred. The first thing is the people. It's not like playing in regular places where you go someplace and nobody's really interested in what you're doing. People listen and they appreciate the music. And I, as a songwriter, really appreciate that feedback that I get and the response I get from people. But the other thing is the other pagan musicians. They're not like rock and roll musicians or country musicians. We don't have this jealousy thing, and I'm better than you, and I can play better, and I've got better equipment. With pagan musicians, it's more like a brother and sisterhood. We support each other. And in all the musicians that I have met so far doing this, and I've met quite a few, everybody has been nothing short of family and welcoming. And it's just such a tremendous change to deal with that, as opposed to dealing with what I used to deal with out playing in bars. And so I really appreciate the people, and I appreciate my fellow musicians.
Awesome. Awesome. So what is the most challenging thing about being a pagan musician?
Driving, Alfred.
I knew you were going to say that, Lewis. I knew you were going to say that.
And the places that I play the most are the places that are the farthest away. I don't know why that is. I don't hardly ever get a gig in East Tennessee where I live, here in Appalachia. And, you know, driving to Nashville, which is 200, 250 miles, that's a close drive for what I've been doing. Generally, it's 500 or 600 miles one way every time. And I don't mind. It's worth it to go someplace and play for the people. I get a little tired, you know, at my age. You being a young man wouldn't understand that. But but I do it. I love it. So that's my biggest challenge.
All right. All right. Well, then we need to find somebody who can invent a instant duplicatable transporter spell and share it with everybody so that we can all instantly, like Star Trek, transport to wherever we need to go, right? That'd be perfect.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, if you ever watched Spaceballs and saw what happened to Mel Brooks when they transported him with his head on backwards, I don't know that that's a great idea.
Oh, my. Okay.
Very funny.
Yeah, so it was. Okay, so how can the IPMA help you to enhance your personal music reality?
Well, exposure, of course. You know, I'm not going to change what I do. I'm set in my ways. I play what I play, and I don't listen to other musicians a whole lot. I try not to because I want to keep what I'm doing mine. I love some of the musicians and the bands that are out there that I've been at shows with, but I don't want to listen to them too much because I don't want to get on their track. I don't want to start using their rhythms or picking up any of their words, which is, with my memory, I'm really not too worried about picking up any of their words. But as you know, I have trouble remembering the words to my songs. But it is what it is, and again, I'm not going to change what I do, but I feel like the IPMA is something that will help any musician who's playing pagan music to get themselves out there in a professional manner. Because, you know, I've got a Facebook site, but it's a mess. It looks a lot like my closet in the back of my van. It's a mess. And the ability to have a clean, informative website and to have it out there where people will see it, it's invaluable. It really is. And I appreciate what you're doing for me.
Well, and we appreciate that you are a artist member of the IPMA as well. And exposure and website, and I know that none of our pagan musicians do join us for this reason, but the ability also to possibly next year or the year after or whatever, one of these years, to have the recognition through the PMA Awards, which we run every year, and of course, playing you on the Cauldron. Your songs right now are right up there with the top 10 every week on thecauldron.net, which is really wonderful as well. So,
I think so.
Well, I bet you think so. All right. So we chose a song, Lilith Rising, which listeners, you can purchase that on CD Baby. And as a matter of fact, there's a link to purchase it right on Lewis's webpage and on the IPMA. And we chose that song. Can you tell us a bit about the song, how it came about, and all that really awesome stuff? Because I remember sitting with you at Puff, and we had some awesome stories, brother.
And some scotch.
Oh, yeah. But, and some mead.
Yeah. the story behind that song, it's very simple. For years, I've been looking at what's going on in the country. And here lately, it's gotten so much worse. The way that, well, the, things are screwed up all over. But the way that my sisters are treated, you know, we all have mothers, we all have women in our lives that are important to us. As men, we should cherish them and you know, try to help them to be equal and not be spit upon and cast out like they seem to be these days, where the laws are, you know, just ridiculous. And I was sitting thinking about this because, of course, I was watching the news and reading what was going on. And I don't know if I can say pissed off or not, but I'm going to. I was pissed off about it. And I sat down, and the song actually wrote itself. I had the pen in my hand, but I really didn't have to put a whole lot of effort into it. The song wrote itself, and it's become popular where I go to play with the women more than the men, but I'm getting, you know, I'm getting good vibes from the men too, because it's an uplifting song for women, and they need to stand up and just not take it anymore. That's the story of the song, Alfred.
That is a fantastic story, and I remember that you sat at Pagan Unity Festival with me, and you had played that song, and I found that to be one of my favorite songs of yours, and I play it quite often. And I got to tell you that I request it also on thecauldron.net when I'm doing my own show on Friday nights. So,
really?
Yeah. So,
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Do you have a message that you want to share with all of those individuals that are going to be listening to this interview? Do you have a message that you want to share with all the individuals that will be listening to this interview?
Yes, I think I do, Alfred. I've got three rules that I live my life by. I learned them a long time ago from a witch that I knew. And the message is very simple. We only have three things that we need to do in this life, in my opinion. The first one is to do your work, whatever it is. Whatever it is that moves you, do it. The second one is to learn your lessons. And what I mean from that is don't stop learning. You know, I'm getting up in years, and I learn things every day. I still read, I still look things up, I still do my research, and I feel like that if you stop learning, like if you stop working, you might as well just hang it up. You're going to stop living. But the other thing, and the most important thing, is the thing that most philosophers have taught, and that is to love each other. You know, we can't go through this life being, you know, hateful people and just treating people like dirt. I know that there are people that do, but they get their just rewards because they have to live with that. They have to take that to bed with them every night, that they were just terrible people. So if you do those three things, and especially try to love each other, I don't think you can go wrong. That's my entire message, Alfred.
Well, that is a very wonderful message, and I hope that people take it to heart. Lewis, I want to really thank you for taking this time with me. This is the Who Am I interview series here with the International Pagan Music Association. Don't forget to check out Lewis's page on the IPMA site, which is ipaganma.org. And if you go to the right, you'll see all the artists, and it says right there, Lewis Guru. Go ahead and click on his site, listen to his music. Don't forget, we have booking capability for all of our artists as well. And Lewis, again, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Well, Alfred, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And I appreciate you too. This is Alfred Willowhawk, happens to be your host for the Who Am I interviews, saying have a blessed day.